The dragon was ageless. He had seen the birth of this world and had hidden deep within its center to be sure that it was nourished and grew properly. Endlessly patient, he cared for the earth and its creatures, until man came forth among the earth's children. The dragon foresaw man's rise to domination and decided to create a council from among the other creatures, so that they could each have a place, a role to play. Although man would rule, he looked to the ancient wisdom of the earth to guide him. So the dragon gathered his wisest and most talented subjects, telling them that he would choose just 11 to help him in watching over the progress of mankind. Since each subject had their own special trait or skill to offer, they came to the dragon's court, one per day, to demonstrate to him what they could do. First was the sheep, who offered to teach mankind patience. Next came the hard-working ox, then the punctual rooster. They were followed by the boar, the voice of faith, and then the tiger, who offered to teach man to hunt. When the monkey stepped forward, she offered spoken language, and the dog aptly demonstrated his skills with the use of weaponry. The horse presented the written word to the dragon, and offered to be the messenger of mankind, and the snake performed her dance, showing off her fluid grace and charm. The final three to show their talents to the dragon were the rat, the rabbit, and the cat. Set to go last, the cat was very worried that the dragon would deny her the chance to teach mankind her skills. Would she then be separated from her one true friend, the rat? "Do not worry," said the rat. "You have much to offer, so he will surely pick you. I know that the rabbit is also worried." But the cat was not reassured. When it was her turn, the rat reminded the dragon that she had made all of the lovely garments that his subjects wore, and that she would like to teach mankind how to clothe himself as well. Next was the rabbit, but when her time came, she did not appear. All that day the dragon waited, growing angrier as time passed. And at the day's end, the dragon announced that such an absence would not be tolerated. He stated that the rabbit would be left out, and the cat given the last coveted position after her turn. Soon the dragon would take his council of 11 into the heavens to watch over mankind. That night, the rat went to the cat to talk with her about the rabbit's disappearance. "I am worried for our friend, the rabbit," she told the cat. "I will speak with the dragon and beg him to give her a second chance to present her offering." There was a long silence, in which the cat considered just how close a friend was the rat to her. At last she spoke quietly, "You've no need." The cat showed the rat to the rabbit's secluded home, where they found her deeply asleep. "She has slept the day away. I couldn't wake her. It is her fault that she has wasted her chance." The cat left then to practice her performance, but the rat lingered to look around. She knew that the rabbit was an excellent gardener and collected many flowers and herbs to make medicines and perfumes. Hidden among a shelf of bottles, the rat discovered an empty container, its label barely readable as sleeping potion. She had already seen the empty teacup by the rabbit's bed. Now these clues saddened the rat, for it had to mean that the cat might have done something to the rabbit. They were good friends, but if the cat had tricked the rabbit, then the rat felt she had to tell someone of what she had found. The rat lay in her bed that night, unable to sleep. She was torn between perhaps betraying a friend but seeing justice done, or in keeping secret a cruel deed. When the sun finally rose, the rat made her decision. She felt resigned to the consequences. While the cat was performing for the dragon, playing her lovely violin in a hauntingly sweet melody, the rat quietly slipped into the throne room. She casually approached the dragon, and he picked her up easily and let her rest upon his shoulder, for being a rat, she was small enough for him to do so. "Your Majesty," the rat whispered, "I am afraid I have disturbing news for you." She told the dragon of her discovery, of the rabbit's whereabouts, and of the cat's actions. "I thank you for your help," he nodded slightly. "Be assured I will address this matter," he said as he lowered the rat from his shoulder. When the cat was finished, those who were under consideration gathered, including the now awake rabbit. The dragon stood and spoke. "All of you have shown me great talents, each worthy of praise, but one of you must remain behind." His eyes moved from the rabbit to the rat, then finally rested on the cat. "It has come to my attention that you, cat, knew what had happened to the rabbit, and yet you told no one until it was too late. Your actions mark you, so it is you that will be excluded from my council," he proclaimed. The room was utterly silent, as all were shocked to learn of the cat's treachery. The cat looked around, eyes finally resting on the rat, who looked away, unwilling to meet her friend's eyes. "You have betrayed me," she hissed quietly, her tail whipping. "Just as you have betrayed the rabbit," the rat responded sadly. "But wait," said the rabbit, who had been hoping for a chance to speak. "Truly, I knew that you were as nervous as I about being chosen. Someone had to be left out, so I can understand why you did it. I will appeal on your behalf, since I feel that I must forgive you for your mistake. Your Majesty, I beg you to make the cat one of your council. Let her teach man about music, its rhythm, and all other musical elements." The rabbit knelt and bowed as low as she spoke. "Very well," he said after a long silence. "But man will never know of her presence on my council. She will remain unnamed, and all credit for her teachings will go to you for the wrong she has committed against you." "So be it," the dragon pronounced, and the rabbit bowed again deeply, sincerely happy that she had gained something on the cat's behalf. "So be it," the rat mumbled, unable to meet her friend's eye. Another silence descended, as all eyes now fell on the cat, awaiting her reaction. "So be it," she said grudgingly, as she looked darkly over at the rat, but with a bow to the rabbit. The story explains why these creatures are members of the dragon's council, chosen for what they could offer mankind. It also explains why the cat never forgave the rat for her betrayal, and to this day seeks revenge against her descendants. The cat remains in the shadows, forever unacknowledged and participating only because of the rabbit's kindness. For her part, the rabbit was not only chosen for her knowledge of plants, but also because the dragon thought it important that she teach mankind forgiveness, a lesson she strives hard for all of us to learn to this very day. The end.